Waterside Wake Up here on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Today we're joined by Jason Raby, and he was going to tell us a little bit about what's going on as we head into this fall season in the city of Beloit.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. It's been great weather. I wish we had a little bit more rain out there, but we got a few shots here and there, but definitely could use more. But on the flip side, it allows us and just like anybody to get a lot of things done. So throughout town, kind of some of the fall things we've kind of wrapped up or getting wrapped up is we got a lot of chip sealing done throughout the community. So I think we did 40 blocks this year, and we have a a new to us chip sealing machine a couple of years ago that we found kind of in a junkyard and rehabbed it, you know, for a couple thousand dollars, and it's really helped us do a good job and do it really fast. So it's kind of nice to have, you know, some staff that knows how to fix things and make things work, and what's old to somebody else can be great for us. So that's really changed our process and allowed us to not only go quicker but also do a lot nicer job in comparison to what we used to do. We also have on our parks department, they've been busy. They rebuilding shelters down in the Chautauqua Park. So obviously Chautauqua Parks are, you know, our kind of our crown jewel of our park system. And we do have a lot of camping and people that like to use that area. And some of those camp shelters or whatever you want to call it, kind of a gazebo type thing, just need to be rebuilt over time. Right. So we've been taking that project on and doing one or two a year. In the last few years, we added camping pads, some concrete down there. So it's just making it that much nicer of a park, you know, a destination for people that, you know, when they're thinking about where they want to stop on their way through Kansas, et cetera, that they choose Beloit, and that helps all of us, you know. And so it's a good thing.
Always nice to have a little shade or something like You never know if you're going to get 95 degrees.
That's right. Especially in Kansas. You know, there's not, I mean, Beloit's got a lot of great trees, but you know, you kind of drive along, it's great to have a place in a river and down low, and it's usually cooler, and these just add to that amenity. Yeah. So that's a good thing for us to have done. Kind of the sewer crew's been out there. It's kind of an annual thing that we try to accomplish and do a portion of the town is doing some sewer cleaning and the sewer mains to make sure that those are operational and flowing correctly. So they've been working on that. We replaced quite a bit of water line this year. Still finishing up some areas. Obviously, we always try to target kind of the next section because we know, you know, it's just one of those continual things. I did the math one time and I kind of did some research. Said how fast, you know, how much sewer or water line should a city replace every year, and kind of what's the rate of the turnover, you know? And they, you know, and the way I calculate it out, there's like every 80 to 100 years, all your water lines should be replaced. Right. Or so it's kind of what some of these other towns were targeting, and so. At the rate we're going, you know, it's just those, you know, 10 blocks a year or something, that's kind of the rate you're at, which is really kind of funny to think about. But you know, I'm hoping the stuff we put in today lasts longer than the stuff they put in back then, but it's still amazing how long some of that stuff has lasted.
Right.
But you pull some of it out of the ground and you're kind of like, wow, I can't even believe that's holding together, you know. it's pretty time and the dirt has had its way with it, you know, and some of the materials they used to use. So that's going on. Obviously, the sidewalk project through 8th Street is going to be a really nice addition and bring kind of more of a pedestrian element to our kind of that main thoroughfare on 8th Street there. And then some of our main projects that we have, we've always got those ongoing. You know, we submitted for some more grant dollars for our airport to continue to improve that. Submitted some grants for the drainage project on the west side of town is supposed to be out for bid this month. So just good things that, you know, continue those projects that we've talked about over the years for a long time, getting those pushed out the door. I've also been told the water plant, the final design will be to KDHE by the end of this year, so that's really exciting too. We've talked about that for a lot of years, and that's, you know, that puts it in their court to finally get that approved so we can get it out for bid. So and then the last thing I'll just leave us on is that, you know, again, energy prices continue to be challenging. Just to prepare yourselves for that. You know, I think you can read that in the news, see that all over the world. There's been some relaxation, but it's kind of the time of year when that happens, you know, so it doesn't mean anything really just yet. So, so again, it's just, you know, we're working hard to do what we can do. You know, out of our 47 member cities in KMEA, we're about the 10th or are 11th lowest, so we're not the lowest, but we really have positioned ourselves as best as we can. You know, as I was doing a comparison a couple of weeks ago, and it was a similar bill. And for example, one, Evergy Central, is a big utility, and they cover, areas like Manhattan and Topeka, et cetera. And for that same summer bill, we would have been $40 less, so that's 10 or 15%. So it's something that everybody's dealing with, right, throughout the state and country. So it's just a challenging time. So, yep.
Seems like if you're not actually doing a project, you're always getting ready for a project.
Yes, that's what you try. That's kind of what you have to do. It's one of those deals that it's a never-ending process and a grind, and there's always something to do, just like anybody's life or business or personal life. There's always another thing to do. So, yep.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us on Community Matters here today, Jason.
Yep.
Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Health Systems.